Next Home Investment. Next Home is a family-owned real estate solutions company focused on providing homeowners in the DMV with solutions to all their concerns. Alan and Keisha Smothers will help you in all situations from divorce, foreclosure, death of a family member, and so much more. Their goal is to provide a win-win real estate solution experience. They provide cash offers and quick closing. That's Next Home Investment. You can find them online at nexthomeinvestment.net or give them a call at 202-802-0642. Next Home Investment.
Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick As Threes. I am your host, Cornell Felton, and I'm back with the boys, Stephen J. Miles, Coach Bobby Terry, and of course we have Stanley Allen. An all new episode happening now. Lego. Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick As Threes. I am your host, Cornell Felton. This podcast is hosted on Anchor with all available episodes on Spotify and coming soon, different platforms that you guys can enjoy. Sure. Enjoy our show. Usually, I'm hosting this show with my full squad. That's Bobby, Terry, Steve, Miles. But today, it's just myself and Stanley Allen. Stanley, say what's up to the people.
It's your boy in the building. I'm back. Thick as threes. You know, those other two guys, they're just not as consistent as me. So, it's me and Felton for your enjoyment.
Cool. Before we get started, we hope to get Coach Bobby Terry on the phone today. I want to give a shout out to him. And also, we hope to get Steve on the phone, who Steve just got his second shot. And he's feeling a little under the weather today. And I feel him. I've been there. I've been in that space where that second shot is rough.
Yeah, I feel him. I feel you. I feel him. But like the rest of our listeners are probably wondering, why the hell is he just getting his second shot when everybody else is getting boosters?
Steve has bucked the system for a long time, but he's now on board. And I guess if we get Steve on the phone, we can have him talk about that. So we hope to get them both on the phone. We also hope to have some special guests joining us today. Stanley, before we get started, like always, talk to the people. Tell them what you've been up to. It's been a few weeks since we've all talked to them. So let them know what's going on with you.
Last time I talked, we were talking about getting back to work at the theater, and it's been picking up. Looking for like November, December, pretty much balls to the wall, as they say it. No days off. So that's pretty much all I've been up to.
What you got coming up? You got big shows coming up?
We always got the Nutcracker in the month of December. But that's probably the biggest thing we've got. It's just a bunch of one-nighters all through November. One-nighters are when we have a show, set it up, have it, take it down, bring in another one the next day.
Your people can get tickets to the Nutcracker still?
Yeah. Who's people?
People, just people. No, yeah, I mean, just people go online.
Because I don't want you putting me out there. I don't want a whole bunch of messages on my Instagram talking about hook me up.
No. I'm not saying you're giving away tickets. I'm just saying the people that want to get back this normalcy. I was just at the Warner Theater. I saw Andrew Schultz. Obviously, the Warner Theater is responsible, and you had to go through some processes to get inside as far as health is concerned. But once inside, it was beautiful to see people interacting close. Limited mask inside. You were asked to wear it if you felt uncomfortable, but it was just good to be in a space where it was sold out. It was a great show. I thought it was great. You didn't really watch it, but I thought he was very funny. Andrew Schultz, you can check him out on TikTok, and I'm sure Instagram, and I'm sure YouTube and other things of that nature. Before we get started, I want to tell everyone just a small disclaimer that my energy is sponsored. Not sponsored by, but motivated by Santa Teresa, 1796. Solera rum.
Yeah.
It's delicious. It was a thank you gift from our neighbors. It is delicious. Stanley has just picked up the bottle, so when he puts the bottle down on the table, excuse the noise. Rookie mistake. Oh, he put it on the carpet. Good for you. We got a lot of topics to talk about today. We got some good stuff. Just Stanley and I. He's wanted to get on here and jump on this mic for a while, so hopefully he has some things he wants to discuss and talk about. Like I said, I hope we get a couple people on the phone today. We'll be back right after this quick message. Welcome back. You guys have been listening to Thick Ass 3. Once again, I'm your host, Cornell Felton, and I'm here with, obviously, my sidekick, co-host, Stanley Allen. And we got a special guest on the phone. We got Dominic Moore, superstar basketball player, dynamic coach, dynamic, really solid guy. And his beautiful wife is also going to join us on the phone. What's up, guys?
Hey, how's it going? Appreciate the kind words.
Obviously. How's your wife? Tell her, say hello.
My wife is doing great. We both got a free weekend away from the little one, thanks to my father-in-law and mother-in-law. We got to take a trip down to Cameron Indoors.
That's nice. Let's hear her though. Let's let her say hello.
Hi guys.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
How was the trip?
It was fun. It was a nice weekend away from the baby, but I think we missed him and we can't wait to get back to him.
That's beautiful. How was the game?
You notice it was the mom that put that in? How they missed and got to get
Dominic
back.
Misses the baby,
Dominic
too.
Misses the baby, but Dominic's not in a rush to get back either.
I am missing the baby until it is time to, until it's about 1 a.m. and I gotta wake up to feed him. But
talk to us.
Definitely missed the baby and got some really nice Duke gear to throw on him when I get back.
I saw the shirts. I saw the matching Duke shirts.
Yep. Well, there's actually a little bit more to the Duke shirts.
Talk to me.
So my entire wife's side of the family are diehard UNC fans.
Oh wow! So, and you got her in a Duke shirt? That's blasphemy.
I got her in the Duke shirt, and her whole family has tried to. They've called her a traitor. They've tried to throw her under the bus and everything under the sun.
You're never going to live this down.
No, absolutely not.
How are you going to show your face at Thanksgiving?
I know.
She is a converted Duke fan.
Listen, if you're a real thug, you'll wear the Duke shirt to Thanksgiving.
Go hard.
I'll be your zone.
How are you built? Are you built like that?
We're working on it.
You just show up at Thanksgiving. You say, "This is me now. This is me. Accept me."
So tell us about the game. How was the game? How does Duke look?
Duke, man, I tell you what, I haven't seen that many big guys in a long time. We got to sit down with the Cameron Crazies, which nice. was definitely a really cool experience. So we were about maybe the third bleacher row up from the hardwood floor. And Duke looks really strong. They got some really quick guards that can get all over the court, and they got some athletic bigs that just dominated. So, of course, it was a little tune-up game. I believe they have Kentucky next week at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, wow.
So, I think it was the first event at Cameron since kind of Kay announced his retirement tour, so they had a really nice digital video on the Jumbotron form that gave me a little goosebumps.
Nice. Dominic, you're good on for radio podcasts.
I appreciate it. I've done one or two, or not podcasts, but after a lucky game or two, I got interviewed once or twice.
That's beautiful. So what else you guys got planned for today? I know you're rolling back, coming down, what, 95?
Coming down 95. Luckily, no traffic yet, but we haven't hit Fredericksburg.
Yeah, you definitely going to hit that traffic. Don't get excited.
Yeah, definitely. So we're going to pick up the baby, say thanks to the in-laws, and then hopefully get back for some football and just kind of chill out.
No, we're watching two more children.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. We're heading over to my brother's to help him watch his two kids. So we got an eventful day.
Tell us what your wife. What does she have going on? What's going on with her?
Just hanging out. We're gonna go watch our two nephews while our brother-in-law goes to work. Maybe hand out some candy.
Oh, that's right. It's Halloween. Are you dressing? Yeah. Are you dressing the baby up?
No.
Wait.
We were going to.
We did, and actually, listen to this costume idea that we had. If we were about to rock the Halloween costume. We were supposed to go to a little party last night before we found out about
the
about
game?
The tickets. So go ahead, tell them what we were going to be.
Ice baby.
What was the costume going to be?
He didn't really need a costume. He was just the baby part of our costume.
That's hilarious.
Something very simple and funny.
It was a pretty sweet one.
Let me ask you this question, because I heard this on the radio this week. Dressing up your child, who is not even one yet, right?
Correct. He's 5 months.
5 months. You dressing the kid up, is it for the kid's sake taking pictures, or is it for the parent's sake taking pictures?
It's for the parents, which is why I didn't do it, because I don't really care that much.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Dominic, last
Maybe
question.
Maybe next year when he'll remember it. He'll be like a year and a half.
I can respect that.
But enjoy himself.
I can respect that. Dominic.
Yes, sir.
We start up in about a week.
Yes. Super excited.
Are you excited? Because I'm not as excited.
I am very excited to get back with the kids and into a season. I think kind of seeing the college teams this weekend and just getting back with that camaraderie of the kids and stuff. But yes, there will be some. It's probably an uphill battle for us, but it'll be a great year. I'm very excited.
It's not going to be a great year, but this is the first.
I don't know what we can say on here.
You can say whatever you want.
Whatever you want, man. No holds barred. But you know, y'all got fans back in the stands this year, right?
We'll have fans. We'll be maskless, but. This is going to be the first time, Dominic, in your career, in my career, as a coach and a player, you as a coach and a player, that we're going to lose. We're going to lose a lot. I mean, it's just a reality.
You got to be a little more optimistic.
No.
It is going to be interesting, because especially as first time with me coaching and with Braddock, that I don't think that we will be the heavily favorites in a lot of the games.
Nope.
However, and I know you strongly believe this as well, that we have probably if not one of the best coaching staffs in the area.
Absolutely.
In the state.
And we will always find something to put the kids in the best way to win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a good note to end it on. You guys drive safe. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. This is going to air today. I'll send you the link so you guys can check it out.
Cool.
Hey Dom, when she lets you out the house and you want that rematch on the pool table, you just
I'll
let me know.
Does your wife play pool?
She
occasionally
has tried.
She made me try a pool league one time.
Well, you guys, you're both welcome over to the house anytime.
Appreciate it. We'll take you up on it.
Drive safe. Talk to you soon.
Yep. Bye guys.
Bye. Peace. Well, and we'll be back right after this commercial break. And we're back. You guys have been listening to Thick as Threes. Thank you so much to Dominic and his lovely wife for that last section. That was unexpected, but I'm glad we're able to get them on the phone. Looking forward to the college basketball season. I'm excited. We have a fan favorite. We actually got Instagram messages and DMs to get this young lady back on the phone. We have Sarah Hinkhouse. I got one question why I call her Hinkle, so I won't call her Hinkle on... Well, I guess I've already called her Hinkle, but we got Sarah Hinkhouse on the phone. Sarah, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All is well. All is well. Stanley, say hi to Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Stan.
I don't know about that energy I got
I
right there.
Why
what was that? She like paused and then was like, Stan.
So, because Cornell was the arch nemesis until this week. And then now it's the Cowboys that I got to worry about. And so, I don't know. We're gonna be enemies for a little while.
You should want us to beat the Vikings as an avid Packer fan.
I'm okay with y'all beating the Vikings. I just don't want y'all winning any more games.
Well, you don't have to worry about us until it's time to worry about us. So we can be cordial till then. You know what I mean?
I suppose.
Hey, Sarah, that's what he tells me. We got him week 17, and he's talking all that shit. But, you know, if we come with a full squad.
But that's the thing. By week 17, our guys aren't going to be playing. We're going to have the NFC East locked up.
We're going to be 15-1, so that'll be a thing.
We're going to have a bye for the first round. It's not going to mean anything. They're going to sit people.
Okay. Well, I'm comfortable with that. We just got news, speaking of, that J.J. Watts may be able to make a return. Not sure if that's good or bad for him in his career, but it would be good to have him back with the...
By the playoffs?
With the full squad. Yeah, that just came out today. Just got that notification this morning. So, anyway, Sarah, what's going on with the Green Bay Packers? Talk to us about them.
I mean, 7-1.
Listen, before you start talking about the Green Bay Packers, let's talk about how they cheated us on Thursday night.
Excuse me? You guys were cheated by whom?
By the referees and the powers that be.
Hey, Sarah, I watched the same game that he watched, and all I saw was a depleted Packers squad go in there and handle their business.
and that there were a few calls that should have went our way that didn't. I didn't see any botched calls on the Cardinals side.
First of all, Sarah,
I'm not really sure where that came from.
First of all, Sarah, let's stop with the fake enthusiasm. Before the game, I said, let's make a bet. Let's get after it. Let's get into this. And you were awful shaky. True or false?
I said, no way. I don't bet. First of all, I don't bet.
What do you mean you don't bet?
Sarah,
you're bet on my team.
You're good not betting with him because he doesn't pay up bets anyway. He still owes me 10 push-ups from some bet. I don't even remember the bet. I just know he lost. You know what I'm saying? He lost. And I seen him do one push-up? No.
Sarah, I'm going to knock them 10 push-ups out when we get off the phone. But go ahead. Go ahead, Sarah.
Listen, I'll believe it when I see it. I want video footage of that so I can know in the future if a bet is worth taking with.
Sarah, I pay all my bets, so let's not even get into that. But it's Sunday fun day. It's Sunday football. The topic we want to talk about, and there's certain people out there that do this, that rituals, superstitions, what you do. It could be just for the NFL. It could be in sports. I'll start. I don't necessarily have a ritual or a superstition I have for the Arizona Cardinal games. I have a few jerseys. I have one with a misspelled name on the back. I got the field goal kicker. I got a lineman, and of course, I got a Murray jersey. And I got the greatest Christmas gift from Stanley. I got some nice, fluffy house shoes, which I wear out of the house.
Does he?
I mean, I wear them to the grocery store. People look at me like I'm a crazy person, Sarah. But what can you do? But one of the things I did when I was younger is when I was playing pickup ball at Hayfield High School, is I used to wear the same socks for a week straight.
Ugh.
It was, I mean,
yuck.
Huh? Say what we say?
Yeah, I said yuck.
didn't you go to school with him?
Sarah, I wore the same socks for a week straight because I just felt like it was good juju. I felt like it was good energy. It was good vibes. I'd wash them on Saturday and then keep it pushing Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, all day or just during practices?
No. Just during pickup when I'd go, my shoes, I'd walk down to the gym. They'd have my socks in it from a week. And I rocked the same two pair of socks all week, giving buckets out.
Okay, whatever you gotta do. I don't have any room to talk because I have some really horrible history of superstitions and rituals. So, like, I can't judge.
Talk to us. Tell us. Let us know what you got going on.
So, our last Super Bowl run, there was this T-shirt that was way too big for me. And I stopped wearing it and let a friend of mine wear it. And we won every game all the way through the Super Bowl after I told her she had to wear it on game day. It has now carried over into, I decorated my tree for the holidays. And we won every game after I decorated the tree all the way to the NFC Championship game. So I had my tree up through January more than once. I currently, after our first loss, and only loss of the season thus far, have painted my nails green with one yellow nail on each in two different styles, and we've won every game, and I have a shirt that a former student who just graduated got me at a thrift store that's a Packers Nike t-shirt that says, Packers, just do it. I wear it every game day, and we haven't lost since, so I have now... can't change my nail color or my t-shirt game day until we lose.
That's fair.
I will not change it. It's not The shirt hasn't been washed. I take put it on right as the game starts, take it off right after the game's over. Some people think it's gross. It probably is, but it has good luck on it. I can't wash it off.
Well, listen, so you're in the same, you support me in my socks. Same vibe.
I mean, socks are a little different because they're on your feet in your shoes, and you sweat a lot on your feet when you're playing, so like it is kind of gross, but I mean.
Sarah, you ain't washed the shirt either?
No, I have not. I wear other
you wear a shirt underneath of the shirt?
I have more than half of the time, yes.
But Sarah, you're cheering, you're sweating. I mean, what are we talking about?
Well, I understand that.
Okay. Just make sure we're on the same page. Stanley, what you got? What you got? You do anything?
Yeah, I like to take the opposing team's jersey. I take their jersey and I get a live chicken. And I make it bleed. We're not going to talk about how I like spread the blood all over the jersey of the opposing team.
Okay. All right. Let's just stop
right there. Just this year,
first game actually. I only did it one time. We lost to Tampa Bay, so then I started going to Popeyes to get my chicken.
Okay.
And I just rub it on the other jersey, and it's been working.
I was gonna say, if it's a previous ritual, it clearly didn't work because y'all have not done very well.
Yeah, I only did it that Tampa Bay game we lost, but I found that the fried chicken from Popeyes works better. Yeah, we're undefeated. Since I switched.
And where do you get all these jerseys for opposing teams? Do you have friends who like loan them out? Do you send them money to get one? I mean, like what?
Well, it obviously.
What's the budget?
Okay, so here's the thing. Definitely invited Hink House over here, right? Has she been over here?
She has not been over to the house.
She has not been over here, so she has not seen my closet.
Okay.
With the extensive. It was about 30-40 jerseys.
There's a lot
of jerseys in that Hink House.
Authentics.
We don't do that swing man stuff over here.
Lots of money.
Alright. And all y'all out there doing that swing man stuff, step your game up.
All right. But why do you ruin an authentic jersey with blood?
That was just the Tampa Bay one. I wasn't really concerned about that one. But like I switched to the greasy Popeyes chicken. And you know, you just put that.
What are we talking about right
my
now?
Ritual.
Whose jersey do you have for the Packers?
Whose jersey for the Packers? Was it Bart Starr? Who's that? I don't know anybody who plays.
Sarah.
Yes, I hear you.
Okay.
Moving on.
But I want to tell you before we let you go. That Stanley, about 2 years ago, bought you something.
I did. Bought her something.
He bought you a Packers jersey or a bandana.
I can't even remember what it was because she was supposed to come over here.
And I ever told her. Yeah. Did I ever tell you?
No, but here's the thing, Stan. You gotta understand. Cornell says you should come over, and then I don't know there's an actual event until I see the pictures afterwards.
Well, now so I know. Now I know
I
that
don't I... get the real image. The number of times if you scroll through Instagram or Facebook that Tisa and I have made comments like, where was our invite? Because we get this like open invite to like come over. By the way, I don't even have the address. And then there's an actual activity and my name got left off the invite list.
First of all, so, I don't know why this turned into a Cornell bashing session. But the whole point of that, Sarah, was I just want to let you know that Stanley has something for you. I don't know where it is. He gave it to me.
I don't know where it is either.
To give to you. So I know. That's why I'm telling her now.
So maybe I don't have it anymore.
We'll find it. We'll find it, Sarah. It's around here somewhere. And we'll definitely have you over to the house at some point for some game.
I don't know if I can hang out with you guys until one of our teams has a definitive lead over the other.
Okay, that's fair too. Well, it's not going to be
waiting. We're all sitting here with one loss.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're all
right. One of us has to have a definitive lead, and I will humble myself and believe that it's probably going to be my team because I don't know how we won this game. Like, no Adam, no Lazard, MVS,
AJ Green did not hear the audible. That's how you work.
True.
Cheated.
We didn't have. Linebackers out, defensive coordinator out.
Okay,
DBs
Sarah, relax.
Out.
Relax.
Sarah, it just makes me realize that the Cardinals aren't as good as Felton thinks.
Okay, on that note, Sarah, before we let you go.
I needed Stan, I needed you to say that.
Sarah, before...
Cornell needs to get off this high horse.
Sarah, before we let you go, tell us about your fantasy league and your fantasy team. Where are you standing right now with the boys?
It's horrible.
Yeah? Mm. What position are you in?
I don't know. I'm like in the middle somewhere. We're all injury. We got the bug. But I made a comeback last year. I was 0-5, and I made it to the Super Bowl.
Nice.
So I have full faith that I might be able to make a comeback if my guys will stop getting hurt. Draft day was projected to finish first. I have dropped down to projection of finishing fourth as of right now, but I'm going to play these waivers. I'm going to pray for my team to get better, and then I'm going to finish strong.
Real quick, before we go, who is in this league? Shout out the boys. Is it Josh? Is it the
home? Yeah, it's Josh's league. It's the team you gave me that was cursed with RG3. I had about
my number one pick.
three, four bad years. I need to tell this story because I feel like these boys all need to get called out for how dirty they did me last year. I ended up with Kamara and then Cook. So my team made a huge turnaround. Two-keeper league. Those were my two keepers. They decided in COVID times that they were going to vote to a one-keeper league. So I had to choose between the two. I think that's dirty. I don't think that was very nice of them. So I had to give one up. And then I started 0-5. And I still came back strong, and I'm the only girl in the league, I think. So I really have to show out for the females who play fantasy football.
Nice.
But those guys really screwed me over on that one, and I had to give it to them. And now I hope to make another comeback to let them know they have to stop messing with me.
Well, on that note, Sarah Hinkhouse, the Thickest Threes crew supports you and your fantasy football endeavors. Good luck to you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us. We definitely will get you on again. You have a great fun day Sunday. Go Packers.
Always a pleasure.
Same, guys. Bye.
Bye, Hinkle. And welcome back. You guys have been listening to Thick As Threes once again. We've had some great conversations. Stanley, have we not had some great conversations up to this point?
I've been enjoying them.
We had Dominic on the phone. Dominic Moore. He had his lovely wife who just came back from a Duke game. Steve, Dominic and his wife just came back from the Duke exhibition game.
Okay, they doing it way big.
We just had Sarah Hinkhouse on the phone. She's talking about the Green Bay Packers and fantasy football. And I just ruined the surprise, everybody. We got Steven Miles on the phone, second booster shot. He's not feeling well, but he said, call in. Let me talk to the people. Steve, talk to the people. How you doing? How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm making it. I'm trying to get right. Second shot got me a little down. But I'm trying to fight through it.
Steve, you know, I had my second shot 6 months ago. Stanley had his 8 months ago. Stanley's getting his booster shot tomorrow.
That means Stanley's elderly.
Talk to the people about why you're just getting your second shot a day ago.
I am just getting vaccinated based because I have a love of coaching basketball.
They made you do it?
They made me do it. They held a gun to my head, in theory. So I went on for the love of the kids and trying to help them meet their goals.
So real quick, Miles, are you saying that your love of basketball is greater than Kyrie Irving's love of basketball?
Uh-oh. On a spot.
The difference is Kyrie Irving has that paper to make business, to make major moves. My paper ain't that large. So you got to kind of let them lead you sometimes.
Hey, Steve.
I can't be too much of a rebel like him.
Listen, you're definitely a rebel, but also bad radio podcasting. Are you eating right now?
I had a french fry, man.
What are we doing? Can you stop eating french fries for a second?
Cornell. I have been on keto for 30 days. This is my first piece of carbs in 30 days. So I just had to get one real quick.
Talk to us about the French fries. Are they from a restaurant or are they home cooked fries?
These are out the package steak fries by Alrighta.
Alrighta? They ain't paying us. Yeah. You ain't have to drop a name. Huh? What are you doing now?
Dog, I have no idea what's happening. Yo.
Are you drinking? Are you drinking too?
I'm not drinking anything. My phone. Look, I finally upgraded my phone to an iPhone 13.
Uh oh.
So So back in the day when I had an iPhone 7, your internet didn't work when you was on the phone. But since we done boosted up six versions, I got all types of YouTube stuff going on my phone that I listened to prior to this. So bear with me, okay? I'm working it out. Feeling very good, but I'm back.
Steve, let's jump into it. We're going to talk about who's hot, who's not. Talk about the NBA season. Super teams, non-super teams, who's looking good, who's looking bad. What are your thoughts?
Right now, I mean, I haven't really been looking at the NBA. I've been focused on the NFL.
That's fair.
I caught a Sixers game last night. Sixers and the Hawks. You know, Sixers can't shoot the ball very well. Embiid still falls down every possession, which is kind of you know, fearful for me because he's too big to be falling all the time. A couple teams that I have watched, though, I have watched the Wizards. You know, the Washington Lakers, as they call them.
Whoa.
With all the Laker rejects, they're looking pretty good.
Real quick, before I forget, Steve, you're a Philly fan, so is it you got to choose Embiid or Simmons? What is it that you love so much about Embiid?
Embiid is a dominant center. He is probably the second best center in the league behind Jokic. He's a big guy that can shoot free throws. He can actually step out and shoot the three, which I think that they have him doing way too much.
Yeah.
When you have a big guy around the bucket that shoots a high percentage, that's, to me, you can't go wrong with that pick. You know, yeah, that's why guys like Greg Oden got picked high.
The game's changing. Can you name me the last NBA championship team with a star center, where the center was the focal point?
But like you said, the game is changing. So when you think of centers, you think of like a guy like Embiid and Jokic. They're not playing strictly on the block. That's just an added. That's their added bonus. They're out on the perimeter, setting screens, running offense through them. So they are the typical center now.
Right.
So
I might be the odd man out, but I personally believe that Embiid is overrated. I believe that they're making the wrong choice. I understand Ben can't shoot. I get it. But even the fact that he can't shoot,
You go with Ben?
I go with Ben all day, nice. Every day.
But for me, it's not even Ben not being able to shoot. Like he has a swag, a attitude, a presence that's not a winning presence for me. I don't think he plays very hard. He sucked in college. I think he's just rode the wave of hype since he was in high school to now. And yes, he's a great defender. You can't go wrong with a guy that can defend. But
he's got great vision.
But he's not a point guard. He's not Chris Paul at the point.
He's better than half the point guards in the NBA.
He is better than Steph Curry at the point guard on our team. But my point is, it all boils down to his attitude. I don't think he has the right attitude.
No, when you bring an attitude, I totally agree. I totally get where you're coming from. I'm talking straight from a talent standpoint. I'm always that guy that thinks that I can reach somebody and change their attitude and change.
Well, that's because Stan, you are a great ambassador of helping the youth.
Yeah,
I'm from the school of sometimes you gotta let them go. You can't deal with it. Look, I done gave you 100 good ideas, 100 pieces of great advice, and you've ignored them. You on your own.
Indeed,
I support that too, Steven. I support that as well. What about? Did we talk about them Lakers?
We didn't get to the Lakers.
The Lakers stink.
They don't stink.
They suck.
They're above 500 now, right? Hey, are they above 500, Steve?
Or I believe
right
so.
At 500?
At 500 or figuring it out. But they're trying to figure it out. They're trying to figure out how things work and, you know, what's going on.
That's been LeBron's thing over the years. He's always come off the slow starts.
It's
Westbrook
true.
Has also done the same thing.
It's true.
With switching teams.
This is
but
true.
But when they figure it out,
it's go time.
Woo.
They'll figure it out. But you know, I'm excited for Carmelo. He's playing well. You know, I've always been a Carmelo guy, so I'm liking the way he's finishing out his career, you know. I'm not really an AD fan. I think he's only good in the bubble. He's a bubble player. outside the bubble, he's up and down, and he's gonna get hurt.
He's definitely gonna get hurt. He's going down at some point.
That's another problem, Steve, that I have with Embiid. Embiid is always getting hurt.
Just because he falls down all the time. Yeah. You seen him? Oh my God! What is wrong with his feet?
He's definitely going down.
I don't think he wears the right size shoes. I think he wears his shoes too big for some reason.
That's definitely not a thing. Let's talk about something else. I saw a video of John Wall today working out. Very random.
He stinks.
Where is he?
Houston.
He's still there?
Mm-hmm.
He's on the bench. He's just they're trying to get rid of him, but his contract is so big. He you know what I mean? His contract's too big. Nobody wants to take it.
Oh, so he's not playing right now?
2 years, $96 million.
Nah, he's on that Deshaun Watson league. He on the team, but he's just there.
Listen,
he's working out.
2 years, $96 million. I'd sit down too and not say a word.
He hadn't said a word.
I wouldn't either. And it's guaranteed cash. I'm cheering. I'm at practice early, getting shots up.
Yeah, they came to him. They said, John, we need you to just work out.
I'm bringing breakfast.
We need you to sit on the bench.
Wait a minute, Steve. What do you say? You making breakfast?
I'm bringing breakfast. I'm bringing donuts.
Yeah, bring all the donuts, all the bagels.
Have a good practice. Y'all need kind bars. I'm in there. Whatever y'all need. I'm not rocking no boats because you get mad and they're gonna cut your check off. So I'm in that thing. They like, yo, they be like Miles here early with juice boxes and everything for everybody.
Steve,
smoothies. We got the smoothie.
Listen, two things before we let you go. One. Peyton had a playoff game this weekend. How'd he do?
Who, Peyton?
Yeah.
Did well.
Did they win?
Got it. No, they lost. They had a bunch of I'm not gonna talk bad about the kids because you know they're 10 years old. You know things happen, but I don't think the commitment level is on the commitment level that I have for my son on the team. Because we are 100% participated in everything. No missed practices, early, getting after it, learning. We had people missing the playoff games. We had a limited roster. People have prior engagement.
No, so you didn't have a full squad.
They didn't have a full squad. And I'm not going to, parents, they have things to do. But come on, it's the playoffs. You know what I'm saying?
So the season's over.
Season's a wrap, and it's bad enough half the kids don't come to practice. So our coaching staff, just the negative I will say about our coaching staff, they play a lot of dudes that don't come to practice.
Yeah,
and that's annoying. Like, and then they're trying to figure it out. Like they're trying to have practice an hour before the game, and it's like, dude, like, why not play the kids that were here in positions that they worked on?
I hear you.
Like,
this is
like my son is a dominant 71-pound defensive tackle. He was in that thing getting mowed over and bullied. It was like, yo, do you realize he is like the smallest dude out here?
Listen, which leads me to my next question. After his first, this is his first year, right?
First year.
Is he back?
Been playing football 9 months.
Is he back? Is he back for year two?
He's back for year two. He's all in. He's talking about what he needs to do. He really wants to be a wide receiver, but he's like, they keep putting me at defensive tackle to get bullied, and I don't like it. And I'm like, hey, you got to get your skills right. If you get your skills right, then they're going to get you out there. So we're finding some trainers, some things to get them lined up. We're going to start passing league here at the beginning of the year. We got a schedule.
Nice.
He's in now.
Nice. This is my last thing I got for you. Stan, you got anything for him?
No.
Steve, this is the last thing I got for you. At the top of the show, I let the people know that my energy was motivated by this San Teresa 1796 Solera rum. I'm off it.
Okay.
I'm off three cups.
Okay.
I'm feeling nice. I'm looking sweet on them. What's the drink of the day? We got anything, or are you just trying to recover from that second shot?
Man, I'm just trying to recover the second shot, but, you know, I do have, you know, I'm going to get... But, you know, if I do, I think I might need a high toddy today to get it going. So, I think today, a friend of ours last night, they had a family party that I wasn't able to go to. But The wife brought back some peach Hennessy that someone made.
Nice. Peach Hennessy? So, sounds better than regular Hennessy, because that shit's disgusting.
I think, yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if it's a somebody's special brew that they made in their bathtub. But I think when the football games kick off, I'm gonna give it a try.
Is that in your cup for trick or treat? You doing trick or treating tonight?
If I have energy, I'm gonna take my son trick or treating. He's gonna be Venom. My daughter's Wonder Woman. So I think I was supposed to be Hulk, but you know. So I think we had a Marvel theme tonight.
Nice.
But what I think I'm checking
DC,
out.
DC, Steve.
I think I'm gonna check out and just be a dude.
Wonder Woman's DC, Steve.
He's got his second shot. He's
yeah, finished. Yeah. You look out of it. Hey, you're DC and Marvel over there.
Hey. Okay, a superhero theme. How about that?
All right. I just wanna make sure you ain't out there spitting fake facts to people.
Good point. That's a good point. Steve, we have a superhero theme with Super Family.
Steve, on that note, thank you so much for joining us. We know you're a little under the weather, but we appreciate it. Good shit. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Holla.
My man.
Welcome back. You guys have been listening to Thick as Threes, and the party continues. We've had great conversations. We've had Dominic Moore, his lovely wife, on the way back from the Duke game. We've had Sarah Hinkhouse talking football, Green Bay Packers, and we just got off the phone with Steve Miles talking about his superhero theme, Halloween, with the kids. And now we have two very special guests. Well, one co-host and one very special guest, Coach Bobby Tarrant, his lovely, lovely wife, April. How you guys doing?
I am doing great. April, how you doing?
Wonderful.
That's exciting to hear. What's going on with you guys? What's new today on this beautiful Sunday? We just got you for about 5 minutes.
You know, making a quick grocery store run. Gonna watch my Washington Redskins lose another football game.
Wait a minute. Are we doing Redskins? Or are we doing Washington football team?
They're not the Redskins anymore, Bobby. Let it go.
I don't know. They'll always be the Redskins to me.
It sounds like you're getting out of the car. You getting out of the car?
No, we're just readjusting stuff.
April, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Are you going to get your famous ingredients for your famous dip?
I was actually considering that, yes.
That dip is good now.
It is good.
I don't remember what it is. Some chili. Tell the people what's in your dip real quick.
It's chili dip, but we can't tell the people what's
in it. Oh, it's a secret? Dip. My bad. I didn't.
I'll tell you what you need to do, Bobby, April. You need to send a batch over here and let a true talent judge what you're doing. Okay.
Exactly. We might have to do that. I mean, I never get invited over anymore, but we can do that.
First of all, we're not going to do that on the phone. You're always invited. You and April are always invited. And we also need to get you guys over for date night. I know it's going to be difficult once season starts, but we definitely need to do that. Coach Terry.
Yes, sir.
Real quick, let's talk. NBA, new rules, not calling fouls for these bums that are out here doing bullshit. What are your thoughts on the new foul calls in NBA, or the non-foul calls in NBA?
I think it makes it a little bit more enjoyable to watch, and it's pretty interesting to see that Harden and even Trae Young are actually struggling a bit to adjust.
Definitely struggling. I think it's much better basketball when dudes can't throw themselves around in crazy body movements to try to get a foul.
Well, that's the thing. It's like James Harden was doing stuff not even the baskets. He was doing step back fadeaway threes not to make it, just to draw a foul, which is not the way basketball is supposed to be played.
I 100% agree. Stanley, what are your thoughts?
Hey, I'm with you. I like it. They'll all adjust. If they don't, they're going to have terrible seasons. That's the way I look at it.
Which is unfortunate, but I think it's about time that the NBA has done it. Like, what were they doing up to this point? It's about time. I don't know. Coach Terry, before we let you go, we just talked to Steve about who's hot, who's not. Give me your top NBA team right now, and then the team that you think is going to come once, you know, the season kind of gets smoothed out a little bit.
The top NBA team right now, I think I'm going to go maybe a little bit off the path. I'm going with the Denver Nuggets.
Denver Nuggets? I think that's on track, but okay.
I think they're doing pretty well right now, and they're still waiting for Jamal Murray to get back, but he should be back in, like, March. So once they get him, I think they'll be a threat. I think the Lakers probably are regretting trading for Westbrook right now. Uh-oh. And I think the Celtics are a disaster. All my teams suck. And we got to blow it up. We got to do something. We can't lose to the Wizards twice in six games.
All right, that's good.
The Wizards are doing good, though. I give the Wizards credit.
The Wizards are playing very well.
The Wizards, the Knicks, and the Bulls.
All right. What about them Charlotte Hornets?
Bobcats, Hornets.
They're not as hot as those other teams I named, but they are exciting to watch, and they have been winning some games. But I believe they might have like three losses between the three teams I named.
And I don't know what the Pelicans are going to do. They're 1-5 already. Zion's a fat boy. He's not playing. I don't know. They got to start calling people for trades.
Zion's got to go with his stupid ass outfit that he was wearing the other day too. Shouldn't he be fined for that?
You talking about that big steering wheel on his neck?
No, the anime.
I didn't see that. I just saw
the
ice.
Jacket and pants.
God, he's the worst.
Zion has the worst drip in the NBA.
He's the worst. Before we let you go, I don't know if your wife told you this, but her and I had a conversation about a question I asked on Instagram about if Tom Brady was an elite athlete. April, do you remember this conversation?
I do remember.
That wasn't my...
She didn't tell you this. She must be keeping secrets.
I did not. Cornell assumed that I had talked to you about it first before answering, but I did not.
Well, Coach Terry, the reason I assumed that she talked to you, because her response to my question was, stupid question.
Silly question.
But Coach Terry, it wasn't my question. It was something that I heard on the radio. They were saying that Tom Brady had thrown 600 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And... Yep. They were just saying, that is that one of the greatest feats in sports ever? And do you consider him to be a highly, you know, like a touted athlete? Like not the LeBron type, but do you consider him to be a high level athlete? And I didn't know. I didn't know if throwing 600 touchdowns considered or meant that you were a high level athlete. So I was just asking the question. What are your thoughts on that?
That is a tricky question. It is definitely a amazing accomplishment. Speaks to his longevity and the way he keeps his body healthy. I just, like, when I think of athlete, I don't think of Tom Brady.
Well, I think that was my point. And April just shot my question down without even having a conversation.
I'm sorry for the listeners that just heard her say what in the back door I'm talking. when I say athlete, I am thinking of someone that is just insanely gifted talent-wise as far as speed, height, size, jumping ability, stuff like that. And he's got the place along because he has great athletes around him, I'd say.
Agreed.
Yeah, it is.
But, what are we going to do, bash Tom Brady?
I don't think it's bashing him. I mean, when you look at kids coming out of high school, right, and they'll say this kid is 24 in the country.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have a position. What do they put? Athlete. They're not going to put that with Tom Brady.
But those guys aren't white guys that run a 4.9, though. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, I don't even think Tom ran under 5.
A 4.9? You know,
I don't think he ran a 4.9. I think it was like a 5.2.
Yeah. I would say that Tom Brady might be the last of his type of quarterback that like is a pocket, can't move quarterback and still be this great.
I hear you.
Every quarterback now has to have some legs and athleticism to them, I would say.
Yeah, because if you went to a different sport, right,
uh-huh,
and you would say Chris Paul's a great player, great, but you wouldn't call him an athlete, basically compared to LeBron James, Zach LaVine.
I guess this might hurt my argument, but Tom Brady was actually drafted by the Montreal Expos to play catcher. So, he is gifted in other sports.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a nugget. I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either. But if you look at baseball players, generally the least athletic one on the field is a catcher.
Yeah. Again, that's another statement. But the fact that he possibly could play professional sports in two leagues maybe makes him an elite athlete.
I would agree with that. And let's leave it there. Coach Terry, who are the Washington football team playing today?
We play the Denver Broncos.
Do you cover?
Yeah,
that's all I need to know. Do you cover?
Do we cover? Not only do we cover, we're going to win today. The Cardinals lost. The Eagles lost. Dak's going to be out. We're going to be the only team to win today on the podcast.
On that note, that's perfect. We're going to sign out. You guys have been listening to Thick as Threes. I'm your host, Cornell Phone. I got my guy, Stanley Allen, here with me in studio. We got Coach Bobby Terry on the phone, and we have his lovely, lovely wife, April, on the phone as well. Coach Terry, any final words?
Yes. I'd like to thank all the listeners for listening to all the wives today, and this will be their last episode.
April, any final words from you?
Just that he's so annoying.
Stanley, sign out.
I love it. I love it. Thank you all for being here.
We'll see you guys next time. Peace.
All right.
Oh, thank you.